in this edition of Dear AFA, United Center Plus information out to wrong flight attendants. Further clarification regarding CSR giving assignments, understaffing issues, new TSA security implementation, and United continues to outsource. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, July 8th, 2014, and this is Greg Jacobs reporting. I'm a member of Los Angeles Council 12, and Stand With will help protect all of my 685 brothers and sisters. We have received reports from individuals who are not identified as among those subject to surplus and have received United Surplus Information Packet. After a conversation with management, we have learned there has been an error and approximately 80 people who should not receive the company's packet did so in error. Management is currently in the process of confirming those who should have received this information. Management is also notifying those that did receive the information and are not affected by the surplus to ensure that they are made aware that there was an error and they should not have received it. If you have any questions or concerns, please consult your local council office. On Friday, we published a reminder about the communication of assignments or reassignments information to flight attendants who are MID-ID. While customer service agents should not be informing flight attendants of the specifics of any assignment or reassignments, we want to clarify that customer service agents can inform you to contact the crew desk. Regardless of whether you call the crew desk or the crew desk calls you, it is the responsibility of the crew desk to personally inform you of any changes to your ID and regarding a and any specific information related to the changes. In any situation where specific information regarding a reassignment is communicated to you by anyone other than the crew desk, you should always confirm the assignment to ensure there is no confusion about where you are supposed to be and when. If you have any further questions, as always, contact your local council office. For the past several weeks, instances of specific understaffing of flights continue across the system. If you are working a flight that is understaffed and understaffing creates a situation where you are unable to meet the service standards published by the company, it is important that AFA be made aware of any marginal service conditions created as a result of this understaffing. We encourage you to file a marginal service report that can be accessed from our website. Be certain to include specifics about how the understaffing situation affected your ability to meet the company's service standards, as well as the impact this had on our passengers. Consult your local council office if you have any additional questions. Yesterday, United issued an in-flight service alert informing us of recent changes to security procedures for certain international airport destinations being implemented by the TSA, or Transportation Security Administration. During the security screening procedure, an officer may also ask that passenger power up some electronic devices. This can include cell phones and computers. Devices that cannot be powered up will not be permitted on board any aircraft. TSA has stated they will continue to adjust security measures to ensure that the traveling public is guaranteed the highest level of aviation security conducted as conveniently as possible. Please note that these procedures are directed towards our passengers and working crew members should not be affected. However, if asked to participate, we ask that you comply. Flight attendants who are traveling as non-revenue passengers may be subject to this screening and are expected to comply. If you encounter any issues or have any questions regarding this procedure, please provide the information by filing an IOR. As a reminder, when filing an IOR, be sure to indicate on the form that you want a copy sent to the AFA. On Monday also, United notified 600 employees at 12 different airports around the system that they will be outsourced. This outsource includes ticket and gate agents and baggage handlers at airports serving mostly United Express flights. United is planning to hire other companies who pay $12 an hour to replace these workers. Currently, United's top pay for the work is approximately $24 an hour. This outsourcing has been expected since May of this year after United announced outsourcing and reduction in Cleveland and Canada. United's latest round of outsourcing is scheduled to happen at the airports in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Buffalo, New York, Charleston, South Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, Columbus, Ohio, Des Moines, Iowa, Detroit, El Paso, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wichita, Kansas, Pensacola, Florida, and Salt Lake City. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it is our future.